serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. And from all of us here at Island, we greet you here in the name of our Lord Jesus today. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. Thank God it's Wednesday. Thank God it's Wednesday because we're having services here tonight and you are invited. We'd love to see you at 6 o'clock tonight. So if you are tuned into the rebroadcast at 5:30, you guys got half an hour still to come by the church. We're in the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 5. We'll be looking at the fruit of the Spirit, I'm sure, this week. Maybe cracking the chapter 6. It's going to be a wonderful time in God's Word, as it always is. We roll out the dry erase board. It's open for your questions and comments and hopefully maybe some answers to your questions. That streams live also at 6 o'clock on Island's Facebook page. That'll turn on right at 6 o'clock, Island Community Church. Watch it at home if you live too far away. If you live nearby, you are invited. We'd love to see you tonight. Here today is part two of this message, The Law of Sowing and Reaping. Hosea the prophet says, he who sows wind will reap a whirlwind. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 6, these six things the Lord hates. Seven are an abomination to him. Then he says there, for the seventh thing, he hates those who sow discord. The Apostle Paul says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, this shall he also reap. It's like the law of gravity or the law of aerodynamics. Yeah, I guarantee you it's real and it's true and it will come to fruition. You reap what you sow in this world. Here's part two of that message now. The Apostle Paul said, do I have that written up there? No, I don't. He says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. So don't come down too hard on me for saying that, church. I'm just reading you what the apostle said, and he was a better man than I am. He said, in me, there's nothing good in me. Nothing. So don't pull an Apostle Peter and say, you know what, might be you, but it ain't me. I've got some good in me, but no, that's you. No, that's Darlene's talking about, not me. Nope. Don't say that now. Paul said, ain't nothing good dwelling in me. So, now this law is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Where the apostle says, do not be deceived, meaning don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself into thinking this isn't going to happen, because it is. He says, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Don't deceive yourself and say that there's going to be no consequences for how I choose to live, because there will. And don't kid yourself, there will be consequences for how you choose to live. Now, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, he says, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, right, I hear everyone saying it in here. It's the most famous one in all the Bible. Whatsoever a man sows, this will he also reap. Turn your television on if you dare. Payback's coming.
And it's coming for Sodom as well, the United States, the new Sodom. You hear of all the news, right? New York, New Hampshire, New England. Now we've got new Sodom. It's here, the United States. But I'll tell you what, as much as it takes wind and lift to lift up an airplane, what you see going on in this country, there's going to be payback for this as well. It's the law of sowing and reaping. You reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. Now he's going to explain what he means here in this next verse. Verse 8, he says, but I'm in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. If someone wants to follow along in your Bibles, that's where I'm at. He who sows to his flesh or his body, he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. That's what we want to do some reaping of, right? In modern day plain vernacular, if you continue to lead and live a life of sin and continue to live in deliberate, unrepentant debauchery, then you will indeed reap what you sow. It's a guaranteed fact. Like the law of gravity. Walk out of a third-story building. You're going to reap correction. Reap corruption. That word there means destruction and it means ruin. Let me read this verse to you, Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Let me read it from the New American Standard. It says, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit. Now, get the conflict I was mentioning. He's talking to Christians. We still have a conflict as Christians. You're not saved one day and then you walk around here like Moses. I guess he's a bad example. He never even entered the promised land because of sin. God help us. We can't do this on our own. Hello. There's still a conflict as a Christian. Listen to what he says. The mind set on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Life and peace. Life and peace. That's what we need. It's not up there. Well, we could write down, I think it's Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, where it says, set your mind above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Amen. It's not up there, but we could add, I think it's Philippians chapter 4, around verse 8. Whatever is good, whatever is noble, whatever is pure, whatever is of good report, right, think on these things. And as a result of that, the God of peace will be with you. That's the alternative. Let me finish reading that verse. So the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Because, now he's going to tell you why that is. Because the mindset on the flesh is hostile towards God. For it does not, notice it says it might not. It says it does not or cannot. The mindset on the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. You cannot feed your flesh man and please God. You just can't do it. In verse 8 there, it says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So, don't sow there, right? It's simple. Don't do that. Don't sow there. Sow to the Spirit and reap eternal life. Don't sow to the flesh. But I just want you to know it's not going to go away, A, and B, there's nothing wrong with you if you have that conflict. You're normal. You're just aware of it now because you're now a Christian, and maybe you weren't before. Before, you didn't give a rip. And you just serve your flesh. Now that your spirit is born again, now you care when you didn't care before. Now you recognize it. That's why you're upset when you do these things, because now you recognize it when before you didn't. And before you didn't care. Now you're born again. Now you care. Now you recognize King Kong against Godzilla here, this fight. Also, Romans 6:21, it says, therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed of? For the outcome of those things is death. Look around the world today, and in society in general, how everyone out here is mocking God. From how they live, flippantly, to their lifestyle, to using his holy name in vain. Uh-oh, lest we go there. The law of sowing and reaping, that's Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. He says, he will not hold a person guiltless who uses his holy name in vain. You might not see it today, but if you sow that, you're going to reap that. Isn't it funny now how that's stylish on the TV? Haven't you noticed how the blaspheming the name of God gets through the censors now on television? If you sow that, he says he's not going to hold you guiltless. And the opposite of guiltless is what? See, this won't suffice. We'll have to get the big guns out for this one. If you go around using God's name in vain, he's going to slam down that gavel. And if you're not guiltless, he's going to say, guilty. You don't want that. Who would want that? See, that's why Jesus died. To forgive us for these sins. All right. Let's move on. The correct answer, right here in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, it says, he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So, question, how can I do this? Let's make this our turning point here this morning. Let's reap everlasting life. How can we do this? How can I sow like a farmer scattering seed? I like that. How can I sow for a later harvest? How can I sow to the Spirit with a capital S, Holy Spirit? How can I sow to the Holy Spirit of the living God? How can I do this? I know all of you want this victory. How do we do it? The answer is, well, let's hear how the wise Solomon, the wisest man who ever lives, tells us how to do this. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, it says this. He says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. What you have, what he's given you, throw it out there and wait on the Lord. Cast your bread upon the waters. And this from Psalm 126. It says, those who sow in tears will reap in joy. He who sows continually, going forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him, meaning, check out the size of this harvest, Smedley. That's what a sheave was. It's all they had left was a few grains. You had a choice. You got a few grains left. What am I going to do with it? You can either eat it and starve tomorrow, or you can take what you have, though it's little, and scatter it, cry over it, pray over it, lament over it, but give it to God. Give it to God. Sow it now and reap later. It's coming. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. I like this quote that I found. The principle applies also, of course, in the spiritual realm. Those who live sacrificially for the spread of the gospel may endure great hardships in the here and now. But what is that compared to the joy of seeing souls saved and in heaven worshiping the Lamb of God forever and ever? Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. It's like the law of gravity. Remember, God said, all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Trust God when you don't understand. Here we go, back again. Proverbs 3:5, Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Lord Jesus, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. Lord, this is all I have. One woman came into the sanctuary. All she had was 2 cents. And she threw it in and she trusted God with all that she had. And the Lord Jesus singled her out and said, do you see this woman over here? Everyone else put in out of all their abundance. And this lady here, she put in all that she had. She sowed in tears, but you reap in joy. Might not even be in this life now, but I guarantee you what, as much as the law of gravity is real, if you sow like that into the kingdom, you will reap that as well. Either here or in the next life to come. I promise you that. I promise you that. Now you can also plant the seed that produces, let's call it Holy Spirit fruit. Or the fruit of the Spirit. Notice he doesn't call it the seed of the Spirit. Okay? It's not the seed of the Spirit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Meaning you gotta plant a seed. My wife came home from the store with a peach tree. You could carry it in one hand. The Lord Jesus said a mustard seed is the smallest grain known to man. But when it grows up, it's greater than all the other herbs. It's the fruit of the Spirit, but you got to start somewhere. You got to sow a seed out here. And it ends up being fruit. I might water a little, but I'll tell you what. God gives the increase. That's Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. There's his list. Love. That's the greatest commandment of all, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second, love your neighbor like yourself. This is the greatest commandment of all. It's also the greatest transgression of all. If you miss that. What's the greatest transgression known to man? Not loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Joy. Sow that seed. Remember all that the Lord Jesus Christ has done in your life. Don't be a sourpuss. Come in here, sow some joy and reap a harvest. Aren't you grateful for all that the Lord Jesus has done for you in your life? Think of where you were and look at where you are. That should make you want to shout. This is why I'm crazy like I am. The Lord said, he who's been forgiven of much, loves much. I'm not one of those guys that was saved at 3 that can count all of their sins on one hand. I'm not one of those guys. I've got more sins I can count on one hand. I don't know about you. I can just speak for myself. I've been forgiven of much. The Lord Jesus has been good to me, and it just makes me, he makes me want to shout. So joy, reap a harvest of it. Reap a harvest of it. Peace. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. James 3:18. Sow peace. Be like the Lord Jesus, the Prince. He's the dispenser of peace. Like a Pez dispenser. Doink. He sows peace. He's the great dispenser of it. Sow some peace out here today. Reap a whirlwind of it. Reap a harvest of it. Scatter peace wherever you go. Again, cast your bread upon the waters and you will find it after many days. Next up, patience. Or long-suffering. Remember, this is a fruit of the Spirit. Sowing patience, and when the time comes to reap, will enable us to wait on the Lord better, which most of us have not perfected yet. Has anyone here in the house perfected the fruit of patience yet? Better not be any hands up in here. Is it I? Right? Oh, no, I perfected that. Not you. That's you guys. Watch out now. Who would not like to reap a harvest of patience? Sow the seed, reap the harvest later. Sow the seed, reap the harvest later. Wait on the Lord, like the Bible says. Wait on the Lord. Kindness and goodness. Kindness is the Greek word krestotes, means moral goodness and integrity. Let's sow a little bit of that today, integrity. Even if all you have is just a little seed. Goodness, it's Greek word agathos, means uprightness of heart. When you reap these qualities, because you have sown them, you will be ready to run for president. Boy, we're certainly looking for a few good men and women out here today, aren't we? Kevin, you notice that these qualities just are rare today? Certainly don't see it in Washington, do you? Oh, now you'll be hated for possessing them. Nevertheless, let us be these kind of people, nevertheless. Of course they're going to hate you for walking like this. Tell the reporters out here that you stand for the sanctity of life. And you, my friend, will be hated for that. I guarantee it. But sow these things regardless, and you will reap. It's never dependent on what other people think about you. It's on what the Word of God said is the right thing to do. Sow these things and reap a harvest. Faithfulness. Makes me think of Pastor Darren. Look up the word faithfulness when it comes to associate pastors, and there will be that man's picture. That man defines faithfulness. End of sentence. Sow faithfulness, and you'll reap a harvest from it. Be faithful. Lastly, self-control. Ekrataia is the word. The word means to get a hold of yourself. The word kratos means to hold. Like that old figure of speech, get a hold of yourself. One who masters his desires and passions. Sow it. Start with a small seed, like a mustard seed. You don't got to, here we go again, you don't got to be Moses. Start with a small seed. Cast your bread out here in the water, and later it will return to you. Even if it's small, start somewhere. Start somewhere. Self-control. Now, perhaps you don't have a whole lot of this seed in your bag of seeds. I encourage you, sow what you do have, like a grain of mustard seed, and continue to water it and leave the results up to God, because God will give the increase for it. You got to start somewhere. Start small, even with the smallest seed in your bag. Leave the results up to God. I sound like Charles Stanley. He says that all the time. Leave the results up to God. Start small, leave the results up to God. How to get to victory is to spend time in the Word of God when you're tempted. Let me read these last verses to you here. These scriptures out of 2 Peter chapter 1. Now, I want you to see just who is on your side each and every day. See, you're not alone with this. You've got help. You've got help. You're never alone. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Then we're going to have Holy Communion here coming up in a few minutes. Peter speaking. This is from the NIV, I believe. It says, His divine power has given to us everything we need for a godly life. We lack nothing, church. There's no super Christian better than you. His divine power has given to us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness or virtue. Through these, He has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. For this very reason, make every effort. All right, now you see, this falls on you. The make every effort part is on you. He who is doing the good work is on him. The make every effort part, that's your part. For this reason, this is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. I'm sorry, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to notice how these things fall on us. They're the same fruits of the Spirit, but they start with a seed from us. To knowledge, self-control, self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, Greek word Philadelphia, to Philadelphia, agape, or love. For if, okay, now notice this is conditional. Catch the word if here. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Warren Wiersbe said, whose devotional inspired me for this sermon, he said, are we going to get pleasures now or wait until the harvest of the Holy Spirit? So, do not be deceived, that God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. In fact, you always reap much more than what you sow. Always. Because your seed always multiplies when it's in the ground. What you never reap, what you always reap much greater than what you sow. So I encourage you today, sow to the Spirit and reap everlasting life. And sow to the potential fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and reap a godly Christian character as well. Okay, let's pray. I'm going to ask Pastor Darren to come up.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL. Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
We have the Spirit of God within us, and it doesn't make any difference what happens, where, when, how. The Spirit of God is living within us. What is the desire of God's heart? The desire of God's heart is that you and I would live, listen to this, that we would live in awareness of His presence. It'll change your life. It makes all the difference in the world if you're living in the awareness of His presence.
Welcome to In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. We're glad you've joined us. Jesus comforted his disciples with these words, "I will not leave you as orphans." God hasn't abandoned anyone whose trust is in Christ. But are you conscious that he's with you all the time? Today's